This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1042. IELTS hyphen rules are man-made.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Did you know that using or not using a hyphen can seriously affect your IELTS listening and reading scores? Learn why and how today so you don't lose it on your next IELTS exam.
Good morning, Aubrey. How's it going?
I'm doing great today. How are you?
I'm doing great. I have not announced this on the show yet, but my positive focus right now, we'll explain what that is in a second, guys, but my positive focus right now is that I want to get another bachelor's degree. I have a bachelor's, I have a master's, but I really want to be a student again. And I enrolled in my first class this summer to make sure that's what I want to do. And I'm really excited about it.
I love it. I mean, you're a lifelong learner, right? We see that about your personality. Like, you want to be learning, you want to always be experiencing new things. You kind of start to feel like you're stagnating if you're not. So I'm very excited for you. And I'm excited to learn all of the interesting things that you glean from these classes.
Yeah. So I want to get a degree in philosophy, guys, which, you know what? I know it's not for any outside usefulness, but that's not the goal in life, isn't to be outwardly useful all the time. I want my brain and my mind and my heart to be happy, and that's why I want to study philosophy. So, guys, today we're going to talk about very detailed rules regarding hyphens and why you need to be aware of these rules for writing, for reading, for listening. But let's explain what this positive focus is first, because it's something we've started doing at All Ears English. Lindsay initiated this practice, and we want to share it with you guys so maybe you can start your IELTS studies every day with a positive focus. So how do we implement the positive focus, Aubrey?
Yeah, so before we record, as soon as Jessica and I jump on, you know, Skype or Zoom, we each share a positive focus, something positive that's happening that we're excited about. And it just gets us in this great positive mood, gets this positive energy, which I know you guys love because we see all the time in reviews and comments, like, you guys are so positive and optimistic. And it just is a great way to start your day to listen to this podcast with all the positivity. Totally. And part of that, it's helping at least to have this positive mindset. It's the first thing we think about. What's something great that's happening?
Yeah. And it could be regarding work. It could be personal. It could be anything, right? Because life isn't just about work. Life isn't just about outside work, right? What is a positive thing that is happening or has happened to you lately? Anything, guys. It could be like, I saw the cutest puppy this morning. I mean, what? That's fine. Anything that is going to put your mind in a positive direction, guys. And that is the best way to start anything, right? If it's a work meeting or you're preparing for IELTS, okay?
Focus on your wins when you're studying, right? Yes. If you got one more listening question right than the last practice, focus on that instead of any fallbacks you might have, you know? Definitely keep focusing on the growth, on where you're improving.
Yes. Okay. So good. So good. Okay. So we're going to share a few questions that have come across our desks recently from three key students and one from a YouTube subscriber. But the reason we chose these is that they're all recent and they all have to do with hyphens, which like, what? Why are there so many questions about hyphens? It turns out, guys, this is a nuanced but important little rule that IELTS has. So the basic rule is this. I'm going to tell you the rule first, guys, and then we'll share these student questions so we can get some more context, some more explanation about why this matters. So the IELTS rule, guys, if something is hyphenated, it could be 2-4, like 2-4, right? It could be self-improvement. If something is hyphenated, that counts as one thing. It is one unit. Okay, so it counts as one word in this case, or 2-4, that counts as one number. Okay, so why does this matter, Aubrey?
Well, it especially matters for IELTS listening questions, because if the instructions say no more than two words and or a number, and you have the answer you know needs to be September 2-4, which is going to come up in a question in a little bit, that could be really confusing because you cannot write out the words September 2nd through the 4th. That's too many words, right? And you see those two numbers, 2 and 4, and you're like, oh, the instructions say a number. I can't write both of these numbers. But if you know that 2-4 counts as one number, then you can just write September 2-4, and that's the correct answer.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So yeah, this has caused some confusion recently. It started a bit of a thread in our Three Keys Facebook group. So let's dig into this thread first. It'll really give you a clear example of applying this to test practice, guys. And then we'll share just one more YouTube question that is related. Okay, so Aubrey, do you want to share the worries that a student had recently?
Sure. The student's name was Yukino, and she said on one of our practice exercises in Three Keys IELTS, she wrote September 2nd through the 4th, but the answer was scored incorrectly. The possible answers were September 2-4 or September 2nd-4th or September 2nd written out -4th written out, right? And then she says the transcript says September 2nd through the 4th. So this is a very important note, right? Because if you hear word for word September 2nd through the 4th, you might really want to write that. Don't forget what those instructions say. It's vital that you follow them. If it says no more than two words and a number, that's what it means, right? You cannot write word for word what that said. Okay, so let's answer that first. Let's talk about that first, and then we'll share the second part of her question.
Well, just to focus on those instructions, because like, yeah, guys, if you don't follow those to the letter, it's wrong, okay? So it's like, yeah, I know it's not fair. Like, if you write September 2nd through the 4th, that's it's correct. It has the correct information in there. But if it's not meeting the instructions, if it's not fulfilling those guidelines, then it's wrong. Even if the answer is in there somewhere, if it's expressed in too many words, if you're expressing the correct information but in the wrong way, right? Then the answer's wrong, guys. You have to pay attention to the reading and listening instructions, okay? It'll tell you how many words, how many numbers you're allowed to write, and you must do that or else it's wrong. So that's why this is confusing, right? Because there's a 2 and there's a 4, so it looks like two numbers. It looks like we're not following the instructions. But if there's a hyphen, 2-4, which means 2-4, then it's correct, right? That counts as one number. Okay,
exactly. IELTS is so picky this way, right? It's frustrating. But luckily, because you guys listen to our podcast, you know about the ways where IELTS is picky, but you know how to do it. For example, with the true, false, not given, yes, no, not given. If you write a Y instead of a T when it's true, false, not given, same thing. It's wrong, right? And with these hyphens, now that you know the rule, you can confidently go in on test day and know, okay, 2-4 is one number. I'm ready, right? Whereas someone who doesn't have this information, I could see on test day them facing this question and getting totally derailed.
Yeah, like panicking, right? And getting stuck on this one question and then like running out of time, missing the other answers. So yeah, I mean, these are small details for sure, but this is important stuff, guys. So like Aubrey said, you don't get derailed. You don't get thrown off on exam day. Hello, wonderful IELTS test takers. Guys, if you are wondering what your IELTS score would be if you took it right now, we will give you your estimated IELTS band score for free when you take a short quiz.
Guys, check this out. It's a great opportunity to learn what your IELTS score is and what else you have to study. So guys, go right now to allearsenglish.com/myscore. That's allearsenglish.com/myscore.
All right, what is the next question in this thread?
Okay, so she said, secondly, is 2-4 counted as two numbers? So then she was saying, if so, why is the answer 2-4 correct? September 2-4 is made of one word and two numbers, but according to the instructions, no more than three words and a number. You can only use a number. So this is exactly where I can see. If this happened on test day, the student would be thinking all those things that she wrote and could very well miss the next couple of answers, right?
Yeah.
So I'm so glad she was able to put this in Three Keys IELTS, get an answer right away, and you guys listening today can know that 2-4 is what is considered one number, right? It's one unit together, just like a hyphenated word is one word. So even though it says no more than, even if it said no more than two words and a number, September 2-4 would be correct.
And then another student had a follow-up question, which was really good. Carla continued that and was like, I'd like to know if any special characters count differently or as part of a word. So I think she's talking about like dollar signs, you know, stuff like that. Those are percentage. Symbols, guys.
Or like the percent symbol.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. If it's a symbol, guys, it's not a word. It doesn't count as anything. Okay. So it doesn't count as anything on listening or reading. And students often have these questions about writing word count. I want to take this opportunity to remind you guys that examiners do not count the words anymore. They haven't for 3 years now, guys. And candidates are still confused about this, which I understand why. But guys, examiners do not count your words, okay, in task one and task two. We don't do that anymore. And like I said, we haven't for 3 years at least at this point. So the reason why the instructions still say write at least 150 words, write at least 250 words, those are a guideline, guys. If you are going to fulfill the task requirements and answer the question completely, if you're going to include all the key information in task one with the overall trend, with the impressive vocab, if in task two you're going to provide a complete response covering all parts of the question, including examples and details, if you're going to do those things, right, to get a 7 or higher, it's impossible to write too few words. Like, you can't accomplish the task if you're writing fewer than 250 words. Okay.
Right, exactly.
So that's why those guidelines are still there, guys. But again, examiners do not count your words anymore in writing.
Yeah. And so you shouldn't be counting them, right? Don't waste your time counting words. Focus instead on, am I accomplishing the task? Am I fully responding to the question with details and examples? You're going to need at least 250 words to do that for task two and 150 for task one. And other than that, don't count them. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. Focus on fulfilling the task, like Aubrey said. And that's the toughest part. And that's why it's hard to focus on by yourself if you're not,
right?
You know, if you're not sure about what the task is asking or what it is requiring of you. Counting your words is easy. I think that's why a lot of students still do that, because they're like, oh, I can control this,
right?
but it doesn't affect your score and it's a waste of time anymore. So guys, we want to remind you real fast before we share this last question from YouTube. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, guys. That's where you can take a free IELTS quiz that we made, get your estimated IELTS band score, again, for free. And then because of that score, based on that score, we will follow up with free resources, again, based on that score. So go to allearsenglish.com/myscore, guys. It's the best place to start studying with us. Try out our stuff for free. See how amazing it is. And then you'll get into Three Keys IELTS. I know you will. But this is where you start. allearsenglish.com/myscore. All right. So lastly, a subscriber on YouTube asked another hyphenated question. Aubrey, can you read that, please?
Yes. So Nilesh Danani asked, if an answer in the listening test is man-made with a hyphen, and I wrote man-made without a hyphen, two words, would that be considered incorrect? And unfortunately, yes, that is incorrect.
Yeah, totally. So We hyphenate adjective phrases. Like this isn't just a compound noun rule or something like that. Like this also comes down to adjective phrases, right? And so for example, check in, right? If it's the verb phrase, then there's no hyphen, right? Like, oh, this is where someone checks in. This is where you check in. That's the verb phrase. There's no hyphen. But when it turns into a noun phrase, right? This is the check-in desk. Right?
Yeah, check-in is
that it's just a noun
o'clock.
Phrase, but the right. check-in desk, it becomes an adjective for desk, right? So it's this whole grammar thing as well, but it requires a hyphen. So here also, this is an adjective phrase. You're describing something as being man-made. Then yes, it has to have a hyphen.
Exactly, right? And there's a lot of these where if it's an adjective describing a person, it's going to come before the noun, right? Self-made is another one I can think of, like a self-made man.
Self-made man. We're self-made ladies. Yes. I love it. That's so fun. Okay, so lots of details, guys. Remember, you can always listen to this show a few times if you missed anything. But guys, we do encourage you to go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. Take a quiz, guys. It takes just a few minutes, and then you can get some free stuff we made based on the score you get. All right, so go to allearsenglish.com/myscore and take our IELTS quiz for free. All right, awesome. Aubrey, thanks for chatting today.
Yeah, thank you. See you tomorrow.
All right, bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.